Sands.
It's always been a source of enormous pride to me that you've come together in my name, that you're proud to call yourselves my listeners, that you think of me as a friend, someone that you're close enough to laugh with, to poke fun at, and occasionally, when the world seemed just a little too cruel, to shed a tear with. And the years together with you have not only been a pleasure, but a privilege.
Simply one of the finest goodbyes ever. And if you're going to deliver a script, that's how to do it, isn't it? Wonderful stuff. The words of Wogan from the last Wake Up to Wogan on Radio 2 this week, 4 years ago. Jeremy Vine is now an established part of Mid-Mornings on Radio 2, but no one quite knew how that new schedule would turn out as we waved farewell to J.Y. this week, 11 years ago.
So the Unchained Melody fading away, and indeed so am I. It's the last programme today, as you well know. I don't want to leave you, it's true to say, but nonetheless, that's what's been decreed, so that's what we have to do. Thank you very, very much for the last 29 years today. I've loved every minute of our time together.
Jimmy Young presenting his last Radio 2 show after 50 BBC years.
Super Sound, you.
This week in 1979 also saw the end of a powerful radio influence, the United Biscuits Network, and that had proved a training ground for many of the early ILR broadcasters.
Hello, this is Adrian Love from Capital Radio in London. It's a very sad day for me and for a lot of my colleagues at Capital and at other independent radio stations around the country, because many of us started here. United Biscuits Network is, for our industry, British broadcasting, a very important part of our history, and I'm very sad to see it go.
Hi, this is Dale Winton. Some of you may recall it was my pleasure to host various programs on UBN between August 74 and August 77. 3 years spent with people I still and always will regard as great friends. With UBN closing, there's not a lot of happiness around at the moment, so I'd just like to say goodbye with a thought that in over 9 years on the air, it would be true to say that UBN shattered an old proverb. It really did please all of the people all of the time. And in saying that, all the listeners in Austerlitz, Harlesden, Manchester, Liverpool and Tollcross, you were all it took to make one individual very happy.
The end of UBN, Biscuit Factory Radio, this week, 34 years ago. The shape of commercial radio was changing this week 20 years ago. Capital Radio announced the sale of Mercia, Leicester Sound and Trent, and off they went to the custody of GWR for £4.8 million and a few shares as well. GWR also acquired Beacon for £3.7
million. Beacon Radio.
Rod Stewart, that's from a brand new Unplugged CD. Have I told you later that I love you? We're going to be playing Battle of the Sexes just after 12, and hi to Paul...
It was all a far cry from this week in 1980, when nothing was allowed to change hands, and the Times reported a sense of gloom within ILR owing to the economic climate. A last farewell this week, 22 years ago, to the voice of summer.
Bolts to Barrington, and Barrington dabs down on a ball of full length. Gibbs whips it in from cover, carries the stumps... But McMorris was backing up and stopped it. A well-taken quick single.
John Arlott, who died this week in 91. Before cricket, he was the poetry producer at the BBC World Service. Another BBC loss came this week 14 years ago. She'd appeared on Woman's Hour from 1958 to 1972 and also hosted Force's Favourites and Family Favourites.
I must confess, I missed the red coats and black bearskins of pre-war days because, of course, the guard was in khaki. But as compensation, the flowers were in full bloom in those wide beds near Queen Victoria's statue. That's a scene you Londoners must remember well.
Marjorie Anderson, who died this week in 99. This week, 10 years ago, Sarah Cox presented her final breakfast show on Radio 1.
Custard, coffee,
a large parsnip,
halloumi,
coffee,
tea, meat,
bagels,
beans, grapes,
tri,
sushi, peppers,
rice,
chili.
Sarah's last song on Breakfast was I've Had the Time of My Life. Sarah was succeeded by the short-lived Chris Moyles in the new year. Here's a statement, and guess how many years ago it was said. Broadcasting has a negative effect on the sale of music. Well, those words were uttered this week in 1925, and all these years on, that same argument sometimes made. Happy 66th birthday now to the big voice.
So, join me and let us toast our nuts together over on Smooth Radio UK.
Happy birthday, Simon Bates. And there he was on the station which was on air this time last year. Smooth Christmas.
On the Medway, no.
Happy Birthday Radio Kent. It launched this week in 1970 as Radio Medway, losing its original name 13 years later. This year, of course, saw the 40th anniversary of commercial radio. But by this week, in that first year of 1973, an illustration of how those early days weren't quite all plain sailing. After just 11 weeks on air, LBC was having crisis meetings with the regulator and then a quick reorganisation. The chairman, the managing editor and the chief editor waved a hasty farewell.
This is London Broadcasting, the news and information voice of independent radio.
So with Ralph Bernard stepping down from the GCAP board this week 6 years ago, Steve Penk's last show on Key 103 17 years ago, County Sound dropping live shows this week last year, and the end of Atlantic 252 this week 12 years ago.
Atlantic 252, long wave.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio Moments.